Time now for your comments, and first an update to a story we brought you last week.
Folks know me as Debbie. Friends call me George. You can call me Mr. President.
That was the computer-generated voice of our 43rd president, created by the Scottish company Sareproc. It's devised a way to use past recordings of someone in order to recreate their voice. We read about Sareproc in an Esquire magazine profile of Roger Ebert. The film critic lost the ability to speak after cancer surgery, and he hired the company to recreate his voice. Well, yesterday, on the Oprah Winfrey Show, Ebert unveiled it.
It still needs improvement, but at least it sounds like me when I type anything. This voice will speak whatever I type. When I read something, it will read in my voice.
Film critic Roger Ebert there, speaking through computer-generated technology. Many of you had something to say about the woes of the U.S. Postal Service. We reported on how a drop in mail volume and the recession has the service drowning in red ink. And according to your emails, customer service should be high on that list. We have complaints about packages not being delivered on time, very long lines, and surly clerks. Robert Patterson of Austin, Texas, says he hasn't been to the post office in years. He writes, "Why should I, when right across the street is a privately run mail center where people understand that if they don't provide good, friendly service, they will lose their jobs?" A suggestion from the Postmaster General to get the service back in the black is to close down some offices and move services to grocery stores or drugstores. Robin Haddon, a letter carrier from the small town of Huntington, Vermont, writes to tell us that our conversation with the postmaster in Asheville, North Carolina, population 68,889, didn't really address what it would mean for rural areas to lose their post office. Haddon writes, "There is no supermarket or pharmacy that could take the place of our post office. Currently, there's only one other business in town, a country store that sells gas and essentials." She goes on to say that she thinks cuts should be made at the very top. And Haddon concludes, "I hope that when these decisions are made, the uniting factor that the Postal Service plays in the civic and social life of the country is considered." We always appreciate hearing your perspective by email or actual letter. Write to us at npr.org or write to us at 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. This is NPR.